A very pleasant good morning to you, and welcome to another program of The Deed of Inheritance. My name is Fiona Pishka, and it is so awesome to be with you this morning here on The Deed of Inheritance. Of course, if you've listened to us for any time, you know that we're sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And our church is very happy to sponsor this program along with friends of the church. So we hope that you enjoy today's message and everything that is in store for you today. And of course, here with me is Pastor Doug. How are you doing today, Pastor Doug?
I'm doing wonderful. It's been a fantastic month and many things are happening. And I'm looking forward to what else God is going to do.
Amen. And of course, if you'd like to visit us, you're welcome to visit tonight, 7 p.m. at Victory Christian Fellowship. Our telephone number is 717-838-2033. And our web address is www.vcfpa.org. And of course, you could log on to the website and listen to this program as well as previously recorded programs. And all of Pastor Doug's sermons from the past few months are online as well, that you could listen to any message that you would like. And we sure hope that you take advantage of these free resources that are available to you on our website. Again, our website is www.vcfpa.org. And of course, we have our Sunday morning service right here at the church, 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. And you are welcome to join us, especially if you don't have a home church. We'd love to have you visit with us and become part of the body of Christ. You know, as Christians, we have to be able to engage in relationship with other Christians. That's how we're able to work out our love for each other. That's how we're able to work out walking in the love of God. So I encourage you today that if you're a Christian and you do not attend a church or part of a local body, that you would get connected today in some way to another local body. And of course, you're welcome to join us at any time for any of our services. Well, Pastor Doug, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience before you get into the Word?
Well, I just wanted to say how true it is that you said building relationships, that is so important. And Jesus was the master relationship builder, and he wants us to follow in his footsteps. So, but I'm just excited about what God is going to share today. We're going to continue talking about different awakenings or revivals that occurred in the Word of God. And we're going to go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just pray that you would flow over these airwaves today. Lord, that your power would go forth and that you would bring about change in people's hearts. And Lord, I just thank you for releasing the fire of God and the goodness of God. And Lord, I pray that you touch every listener of the Deed of Inheritance program today and help them inherit your promises and experience your benefits in Jesus' name. And thank you for tuning in to the Deed of Inheritance. We're so excited that you have joined us today. And last week, we were talking about different awakenings or reforms that had occurred in the Word of God. And we were looking exactly at what occurred in those things and what people did and what the results were. And in 1 Samuel chapter 7, we looked at when Israel had an awakening at Mizpah under the ministry of Samuel and how he cried after the Lord. They returned to the Lord with all their heart. They put away their foreign gods. And there was deliverance, and there was prayer and fasting, and there was confession of sin, and there was a great display of God's power when his voice was heard and confused the Philistines. And then we looked, of course, at Elijah facing the prophets of Baal. And the reason I'm sharing about this is because recently, my wife and I, we had the privilege of sharing in a move of God that is occurring today in Lakeland, Florida. And we went down there ourselves and we were touched by the power of God. And I'll tell you, God is on the move. He is getting his body ready for the end time harvest. He is getting his people ready, putting them together and putting them in place so that the gospel can go all around the world. And today, I want to look at something that occurred in Hezekiah. And then we're going to look at a few that occurred in the book of Acts. But, you know, really an awakening is something that takes place when a sinner who before did either not know the truth or else treated it lightly, and they become strongly impressed with the truth and they give up their heart and mind to the truth. In other words, there's a change, there's a transformation, there's an embracing of truth. And in the Bible, in 2 Chronicles chapter 29, here's what Hezekiah did, starting with verse 1. Hezekiah began to reign when he was 25 years old, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Abijah, the daughter of Zechariah. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. You know, there were those kings that did wrong, and there were those kings that did right. Would you be a person that does right? Would you do what is right in the sight of the Lord? Notice, he didn't say he did what was right in the sight of men. It was in the sight of God, and God sees everything, and he knows everything. And this is what Hezekiah did in verse 3. He, in the first year of his reign and in the first month, opened the doors of the house of the Lord and repaired them. In other words, he got a place of worship ready. He got a gathering place for believers to come together and worship the Lord. He repaired the doors of the house of the Lord. And that was the first thing he did. You know, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. So here Hezekiah, we get a glimpse into his heart. And the first thing he did was he got the house of the Lord ready. Now, the house of the Lord today is more than just a building. It is the people of God. It is those people who have been called out of darkness and into his marvelous light. It is the people who make up the house, who make up the church. But, you know, it's important to have a building. I mean, everything that God did, there was a place to dwell, a place to gather, a place to meet, whether it was a tent or a permanently fixed building. But here, Hezekiah, the first thing he did in office was he got the spiritual side of things in order. You know, and that's what we need to do. See, God, when God transforms an individual, he does it from the inside out. He puts the seed of God's word into a person's heart, and then that inward seed that's planted begins to grow and develop, and it soon transforms the outside of that person. But God does a job inside out, and that's how he does it. And then he gathered, he brought the priests and the Levites, and he gathered them together in the East Street. In other words, he got all the ministers together. He had a ministers' conference, and he said unto them, hear me, you Levites, sanctify now yourselves, and sanctify the house of the Lord your God of your fathers, and carry forth the filthiness out of the holy place. You know, the Bible talks about that anything that can be shaken will be shaken from within. First, God judges the house before he'll bring judgment on anything else. That was the case in Samuel's day. What had happened was he was training under the priest Eli, who at the time, he allowed things to go on under his ministry, and he didn't exercise right judgment or care, and he allowed his sons to do whatever they wanted to do without any consequences. And therefore, judgment came on Eli's house and on the priesthood, and his sons ended up dying because of the judgment of God. And God was the one who revealed this to Samuel, and you know, Eli knew that he should have done better. He never experienced an awakening. He was in a sleep, and he was in a state of sleep because he wasn't awakened or alive to spiritual things. He became dull. He became callous and hard, and therefore he missed out on the things that God wanted to do. And so God had to raise up another one, and he raised up Samuel in his place. But here I find this interesting, how Hezekiah the king, He sanctified, he got the Levites and the priests together, the ministers, and they had to sanctify themselves. You know, we need some awakenings and reforms today in the body of Christ. There are pockets in the body of Christ that need to be sanctified. They need to let go of the ways of man, and they need to pursue the ways of God more and more. And you know, as a pastor, I've made a commitment that I don't want church as usual or normal. What I want for church is I want it to be a place where God shows up and we can meet with God and he can do whatever he wants to do, however long it takes him to do it. You know, we shouldn't put a time limit on God. Time restraints are good to some degree, but when you want a move of God, when you're hungry for the things of God, you've got to be willing, you've got to be committed to stick it out until you give God full reign to do what he wants to do. You know, oftentimes I used to hear ministers talk about how people could put the brakes on in the service if they were trying, God was trying to do something and move in a particular way, and there'd be sometimes that the people would put the brakes on. In other words, it would slow the progress. You thought, well, you say, but I thought God can do anything. Yeah, but he needs people to participate in his plan. You know, God's a gentleman, and he'll never force his way on anybody. And here's what Hezekiah said. You know, they needed to carry the filthiness out of the holy place. You remember the time when Jesus went into the temple and he got angry about what was taking place? There was trading, there was merchandising going on in the temple of God. And he went in there and he took a whip. He turned over tables. He cracked that whip. He drove everybody out of the temple. And he said, "My house shall be called a house of prayer." You know, God is very much into prayer. And, you know, we need to be a praying people. If you want to move from God, if you want to be awakened and experience a reform, then it's going to take prayer, lots and lots of prayer. And I know that I've really been feeling in my own heart that we need to kick it up. We need to spend more time in prayer. And here's what Hezekiah went on to say in verse 6. He said, "For our fathers have trespassed and done that which is evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, and turned their backs." So he's talking about the trespasses that occurred, and this was the reason why he started doing he started taking care of the spiritual things first before he took care of anything else. You know, you have to prioritize your life. What's important to you? You know, if you want to be a spiritually minded person, your mind has to be focused more on spiritual things than it is on natural things. You know, what's taking place in Lakeland is not just for Lakeland, but it's for the world. But they have been going at it for 56, 57 straight days with a service in the morning and a service in the evening. And I think that's just incredible. And, you know, I just want to see God move in my area. And so they took out the trash. They dealt with the transgressions that occurred. And, you know, what they did under the transgressions was they shut up the doors of the porch. They put out the lamps, and they have not burned incense nor offered burnt offering in the holy place. Now, incense is a type of prayer. You know, the Bible talks about how our prayers can ascend to heaven like incense. So if they put the lamps out, if they quit burning incense, and they shut up the doors of the porch, there wasn't much spiritual activity taking place there. No one was tapping into the power of God. Maybe they just got involved in doing programs of men and getting involved in traditions of men. But we know that when you emphasize traditions of men above the Word of God, it makes the Word of God ineffective. You know, there's nothing wrong with tradition as long as it's inspired by God and breathed on by the Holy Spirit. And, you know, if God's not breathing on something, don't continue to do it. Let it fall by the wayside. Let it die. And, you know, verse 10 says, "Now it's in my heart to make a covenant with the Lord God of Israel, that his fierce wrath may turn away from us. So it was in the king's heart, Hezekiah, to make a covenant with God. He wanted to get back to the basics. He wanted to renew his relationship and his fellowship with his God. And, you know, we are a covenant people. Thank God for the covenant that God established with Abraham that is still in effect today. Galatians chapter 3 tells us how all the blessings of Abraham are ours. Well, that's based on covenant. That's based on his promises. That's based on what God said he will do because he is faithful to his word. So it was in Hezekiah's heart to make a covenant with the Lord. But I thought that they were under a covenant. Yeah, but they had gotten so far away that they had to renew their covenant. It wasn't God who walked away. It was the people who were before Hezekiah. It might have been an evil king, and he led the people astray. He led them away from the law. See, we need to be awakened, and we need to be reformed, because there are times when we can get away from God's commandments. And anytime we do that, you're heading down a dead-end road. You know, God places so much importance on his word. We must know the word of God. We must study the word of God. We must study to show ourselves approved workmen who need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know, if you can't properly or correctly divide the word of truth, you're going to be in trouble, because the devil can come by you and he can deceive you. He can lie to you. You've got to be rooted and grounded in the truth. Friend, if you're listening to me today and you're hearing this message, and maybe the Holy Spirit is convicting your heart that you haven't placed enough importance or emphasis on the things of God like you should. Well, today is the day of salvation, and faith is right now. Just make an adjustment in your heart. Repent. You know, take the attitude that Hezekiah took, that the first thing he did was to get his spiritual life in order. You know, get right with God. Whatever it takes, call on his name. Call out to God. He'll answer you. Pray. And he'll show you great and mighty things that you do not know. Because our God is a good God. He loves you. And, you know, it breaks his heart when his people walk away from him. You know, Jesus wept. You know, it was hard on God when Jesus was on the cross and he had to turn his back on his only son, because at that moment he became sin for you and I. He became our sin. But he is so righteous and so holy. You know, the reason he sent his son was to destroy the power of sin. Jesus said, I've come to destroy the works of the devil. And that's what we need to do. I want to see the devil's work destroyed in your life. And I want to see God's work begin in your life. I want to see you walk in the blessings of Abraham. I want to see you find your purpose. I want you to know what you have been given in the Word of God, what you have been promised, what your inheritance is. And I want you to start walking in the benefits of that. That's why this program is on the air. That's what we preach at our church. That's what we want to see happen in the body of Christ. This is my passion. I'm very passionate about seeing people walking in the promises of God and seeing them experience the truth of God's kingdom. Because it's for you. God gave it to you. And you've got to just reach out and receive. So make any necessary changes in your heart and in your attitude. Repent for any wrongdoing. You know, there are sins of commission, which you commit, things you do that are wrong. But then there are things which you should do, but you don't do. That's sins of omission. In other words, you omit the action and you don't carry it out. And God will deliver you of both. But in verse 11, he said, my sons, be not now negligent, for the Lord has chosen you to stand before him, to serve him, that you should minister unto him and burn incense. Friends, we've got to pray. If maybe you've strayed from God, maybe you're like the prodigal son who strayed and he needed to come to his senses in order for him to come back home because he was so messed up. His living, his lifestyle led him to a pig pen, and he was there cleaning up after pigs. And thank God he didn't stay in that state. He didn't stay with the pigs. He didn't stay in his messed up life. He did something about it. He came back to the Father's house. He had an awakening. He had a reform. And all that needed to happen was he needed to come to his senses. And, you know, he came up with the idea that said, my father's servants are treated much better than I am. I'll just go back home and I'll just volunteer to be one of my father's servants. But he was a son. He didn't have to lower himself to be a servant. He needed to be a son. That's all the father wanted. He wanted a relationship. He wanted to love him. He wanted to show him things. But he went home and the father saw him coming down the lane. And the father didn't even criticize him. He just welcomed him. He killed the fatted calf. He put a robe on him and a ring on him. And he received him back into the family. And so if you've strayed, today is your day to make it right with God. And, you know, just say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. I need your help. I trust you. You know, please lead me in the way of righteousness for your name's sake. Father, show me your way. Teach me. Guide me. And, you know, he will. He is so good and gracious. The Bible says that he is faithful to forgive and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness upon the moment you confess your sin. When you start being honest with God and yourself, miracles will happen in your life. Things will turn around quickly. The prodigal son got turned around quickly just because he thought that he should go to his father's home, and he did. He experienced a reform. This is just like what Hezekiah did. He renewed the covenant of God. He began to take care of spiritual things first. And this is what we need to do, and this is what I'm encouraging you to do. Do it today. Do it now. Don't wait another moment. You may not have another moment. The enemy might come in and put your lamp out. You don't want to let that happen. You know, you don't want to be a foolish virgin that allows the oil to drain from their lamp. Because when the bridegroom comes, you want to be ready when he comes. So let's look at an example in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 19, and Paul had a great meeting there, and he spent some time there in Ephesus, and we'll start with verse 13. The Bible says that then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. And, well, no, let's go down a little bit further because that's the sons of Sceva. And, well, you know, that's part of the story that I want to say. And these guys were exorcists, and they said they encountered a person who was demon-possessed. And they told him, they said, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. Do you realize that these men didn't even know the Lord Jesus? They had to say, we adjure you by the name of Jesus whom Paul knows. They had no personal relationship with the Lord. And they tried to take on the devil. You know, you can't take on the devil without the Lord's strength and power operating in you. You can't be out of fellowship with God and think that you can take on the devil. No, he'll eat your lunch. And just like he did to these guys, and the sons of Sceva, you know, came up to this guy, and the evil spirit answered. He said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? Friend, does the devil know your name? Does he know you? You know, he knew Paul and he knew Jesus, and because they did some damage to the kingdom of darkness because they got a hold of the word of God. And notice what happened. And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them. He prevailed against them so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded. This one guy beat up seven guys because he was possessed of the devil because they didn't know the Lord Jesus. So you don't want to mess with the devil without knowing the Lord Jesus. And verse 17, and this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus. And fear fell on all, them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. You know, there's something to say about this. Jesus' name was magnified because the enemy said he knew Jesus and he knew Paul. And if Paul was doing the speaking in the name of Jesus, that devil would have had to come out and the devil couldn't have harmed Paul. But see, Jesus' name was magnified, and many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found 50,000 pieces of silver. So that was a tremendous awakening that took place in Ephrata, and that 50,000 pieces of silver was about $9,300. And I like what verse 20 says. It says, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. You know, we need to be people of the word, but we also need to be people of the spirit. You need both in order to take on the kingdom of darkness. You've got to have both to be effective in ministry. You've got to have both to be victorious. And then after these things were ended, Paul purposed in the spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I have been there, I must also see Rome. But there was a great, see, people took their books of magic and their books of sorcery and all this stuff, and they burned them. Do you see how the word of God will bring about a change? See, an awakening will draw people to God. It'll draw them back to the word. It'll cause them to hunger and thirst after righteousness. Well, what does that mean? It means to get into the word till you know it. Pray until the presence of the Lord shows up. Pray until God does something, until heaven and earth are moved. And, you know, Elijah, when he defeated the prophets of Baal, he prophesied that rain was going to come because the heavens were shut up with the rain only at his word. And he prayed and prayed seven times, and then he saw a little cloud like the size of a man's hand, and then he prayed some more. But he kept praying, and that cloud kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's how what we need to do, friend. We need to press in. And I want to thank you for listening to this program today. And I want to help you make a positive change in your life, because Jesus is the only way. He is the one who lived a perfect life. He died on the cross, but yet he rose from the dead. He is God's son. And the only way to make a change in your life is to make Jesus Christ your Lord. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I call on you. I believe you're God's son. I confess you as Lord over my life. I turn from my wicked way and I accept you to direct my life. Just go ahead and say that and give the church a call. And Fiona will give you our information where you can reach us. But I'm so glad that we had this time together. And I believe that you'll continue to inherit God's promises and experience his benefits.
Praise God. If you have prayed that prayer today, or if this message has touched you in any way, please give us a call at 717-838-2033, or feel free to log on to the website at www.vcfpa.org and get in contact with us and let us know what a difference this message today made in your life and what a difference these programs have made in your life. And so we'd certainly like to hear from you. Well, we sure hope that you have enjoyed listening to this program today. Don't forget to join us Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. right here in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And may God bless you richly as you continue to inherit his promises and experience their benefits.